today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. I invite you to be with us. Because today we're going to speak about the behavior and social interaction of a believer.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please, you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so. I love you so.
Today, Wednesday, 26th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1444, of the Islamic lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 30th of the month of Azar, 1401 of the Islamic solar Hijri calendar, and the 21st of December, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Dear brothers and sisters, let's listen to chapter Al-Furqan, verse 72 from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Walladhina la yashhaduna az-zura wa idha marru bil-lagwi marru kirama.
And they are those who do not testify to falsehood, and when they pass near ill speech, they pass by with dignity.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Not only committing sin is unlawful, but also attending a sinful gathering and viewing a sin is forbidden. To avoid attending a sinful gathering and being disrespectful to sinners is a kind of prohibition of sin. Following the previous holy verses in which some of the attributes of the servant of the beneficent are mentioned, this verse, I mean verse 72 of chapter Al-Furqan, explains the ninth outstanding attribute of theirs and says, "And those who witness no falsehood." Thus, special servants of Allah or the special servants of the Beneficent neither bear false witness nor attend sinful and vain parties, for attending such parties is both confirming sin and preparation to defilement of soul and heart.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong and right. That often lies, 'cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
We're speaking about the behavior and social interaction of a believer on today's special. From an Islamic perspective, character and manners are comprehensive. One must have the proper behavior and actions with respect to their creator, with respect to their own soul. with respect to the others he interacts with, with respect to the other beings, and with respect to all parts of creation. The most important category is behavior with respect to the Creator, as that will influence all of the other categories. This embodies having the proper relationship with Allah and submitting to Him in a sincere fashion with a correct attitude. A Muslim is not free to behave in any way he wishes with respect to animals or inanimate objects. Indeed, he will be answerable to Allah concerning his behavior towards all things. Everything in this creation that has been put at the disposal of humankind is nothing more than a trust from Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The topic of our discussion today is about the code of conduct for a Muslim. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he said, if you want to be with the Almighty God and to dwell in paradise next to the Most High, then the world and its manifestations should be despised in your eyes, and you should always make death your goal and do not save anything for yourself. Know that what you have already offered of righteous deeds will be beneficial to you, and you will lose from the good deeds that you have delayed. The next actually characteristic or feature or the code of conduct that is expected from a believer, from a follower of the school of Ahlul Bayt, is his effort in bringing reforms or bringing new innovations in the community and in the society. Among the characteristics expected from the true follower of the school of Ahlul Bayt is guiding and reforming deviant people and correcting deviant people to the right way. They not only walk the path of truth, but from the bottom of their hearts, they want others to be like that too. The followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, are not only looking for their own salvation, but day and night they are thinking of the correcting and guiding the misguided and those infected with all kinds of deviations.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
During the last episode of today's special, in this part, we were listening to Muslim Code of Behavior. For today, we introduce you learning to forgive. We will, in a world where people hate, hold grudges, and cannot understand each other. Allah wants His people to learn forgiveness and to learn how to let go. If we have a clean heart only, then we will have inner peace, and that is what our Islam teaches us. Allah is the supreme being, only He has power over all. He does not want people to be proud and arrogant, as they have no power. They cannot tear the earth, nor can they reach the mountains. Allah has made everything, and He is sufficient enough. Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for listening to this part of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this part, we'll look at one of the social behaviors, honesty. The integrity of the Prophet Muhammad before he received Allah's divine message was due to two evident aspects of his behavior: honesty and truthfulness, as-sadiq and al-amin. Pagan and idolatrous Arabs entrusted their wealth to the care of the Prophet Muhammad simply because honesty is admired by all regardless of faith, race, and color. Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, said, "There are three acts that are not excusable to ignore: the return of what has been entrusted, regardless of the owner being righteous or a sinner; the fulfillment of covenant, regardless of these being held with honorable or dishonorable people; and being kind to parents, whether they are righteous or not." What a beautiful hadith. The hadith emphasizes the merit of honesty and trustworthiness that the Quran refers to as being signs of true faith. Look at chapter 23, verse 8. "Those who are faithful will certainly attain success, as will those who remain true to their trust and covenants."
One day when a person came to him, he was crossing the lines. When the Prophet speaks, people are gathered around him. There is no microphones, so if they want to listen to the Prophet, they have to get closer to him. So it's packed, packed. When he speaks on the pulpit, on the minbar of his mosque, around him is packed. There is no space. A rich man came who newly accepted Islam. And he thought that his wealth is going to earn him a good spot near the Prophet. He came, he found the masjid overcrowded. So he started crossing the lines. He did not sit where he ended up, no. He wanted to come close to the Prophet. Why? Because his pocket is full. Not because his heart is full of faith, his pocket is full. So he came, and then he started pushing people and yelling at some of them, "Move! Don't you see me? Move!" The Prophet stopped his speech. The Prophet of mercy, the Prophet of akhlaq, the Prophet who does not give in to this intimidation. He doesn't care about anyone. He doesn't care. He doesn't get his salary from this one or that one. Why should he care? He's responsible before God, not before people, before God. The Prophet stopped his lecture and he was angry. He said to this man, "What are you talking about? Because you are rich, you are insulting those people here? You want to sit next to me because you are rich? We don't sell tickets here. This is not a World Cup, you know, where you buy a ticket for €2,000 to sit in the front. This is a mosque, the house of God, belongs to anyone. First come, first served. If you want to sit here next to me, come early." And the Prophet was so angry, he said, "I am about to punish you. If this person who you insulted him allows me, I will physically discipline you. لَأُوجِعَنَّ ظَهْرَكَ. This is the word the Prophet used. لَأُوجِعَنَّ ظَهْرَكَ. I will hurt your back. But the man who's poor, his pocket is empty, but his heart is rich with kindness, with goodness, with humility, with insaniya, with humanity. He's a humane. He said, "La ya Rasulallah, I forgive him. I forgive him for his mistakes. I forgive him." A religion of love, religion of respect.
That was all from today's special. inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
Crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were like, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a